Okay, we're holding on Chesam Beis, two dots in the middle of the page. Son Rabbanan, Ebed Shehebi Gitoi, Rekotze Boi Atzmecha, Unuchasai Kanuyim Lecha, So Atzmechona, Unuchasim Lecona. So, we'll see later on that a Shtar Shechrer is similar to Gittin Noshim, that there's a dinner before Nechta, before Nechtam. So he has a Star Shikr which has in it two matanas, one that he's being marked to the Eved to himself, which is the form of Shikr. He's also being marked all of his Lechosim. Okay, so the before Nechta, before Nechtam, he says, gives him Nemonis. Regards to the shikhr, but not in regards to the matana of the nechassim. Okay, so that still needs a kiyum to be mekayim that the matana is valid. Okay, the boy luhum. So Mora says that's clear in the braisa.
Are we going to explain why the?
You need to wait until Mekayim, the Shematana. So even though we gave it a din, this Tekanah Darbonin, that there's Nemonis for Shikr, which is like Kitei Noshim, but it's only for Shikr, it's only for that part.
Yeah, so why would more Mekel by the Shikr part?
Chazal said, compared to Kitei Noshim, that made a right, so you don't need Kiyum. Right, Shtar is always is valid. Chomer Matzach Kiyum. So they were Matzach Kiyum, but they said Echad is Nemon for the purpose of Kiyum by Get and Getei Nosh and Shichur, which parallels Getei Nosh in many ways, which is going to be the next two block. We're going to talk about that. The ways it's similar, ways it's not similar. They also gave it the Nemonis in regards to Faneta Vareinachta. But not the Gabi, but the Sharmatana, because I'll never made such a Tekana. Okay. Tibar Luhu, call Nechasa Klin Lechon Mahu. So here in the scenario before the Bryce, so there was really two separate acts there was two stories written in one piece of paper, but there was two things. There was Atzmcha and there was Nechasa. Here it's Kol Nechasa, including Kol Nechasa is himself and everything else. So the Shikhra is included in the Matana of the Nechasim. So what happens? Once you give them monas of Frenta Frenechtam to say that the Kol Nechosai is true to be Kohen himself, you can't say that he's not Kohen Nechosim because it's a package deal. Okay?
But the first case of the Bryce, it's also one get.
Correct, but it's not one Maisa Matana. There's two separate Amiras. There's an Amir of Atzmecha Konui and the Chosai Konui. So the mirror of, in other words, in the regards to the Koyach of Shtar, there was two Matanas. There's a Matana of the Eved himself, there's a Matana of the property. So regards to the Eved, that Shtar, which is the Eved being cut himself, he has the Manas. In regards to the Shtar of the Nechosim being given, he doesn't have the Manas. Over here, there's only one Maisa Matana.
I thought it was one star.
It's one piece of paper. Yeah. Correct, but there's two dasas. There's two das hamischayev being presented in the first scenario.
Yeah, but it's all totally in the same. Like, it's tough to split in terms of like if there's that manas. I understand. So it's a rabbanon. So
we don't have a problem with splitting the manas, right? Gabi, this halacha, this is a valid level of beer. The Gabi, that halacha is not a valid level of beer. But that's not the bias issue, is something else. But you can't split a maisa. And once we're going to, if this mice is a mice, so the only way this mice can be, this mice can be valid is if the shikra should be true, is if kol nachosai is true. So it means you can't split it. Rabbi says no. Amalei Rabbi Bishlam Atzmai Likni Mid to have a get Isha. Al Nachosim Likni Mid to have a Kiyam Shtaris Da'alma. So Rabbi says you can split the Nemanis. Means even in one Dibur you can say vis-a-vis the Shichur the Dibur is believed, and vis-a-vis the Matana of the other properties, it's not believed. Hadar Rabbi Abaya says, you know what? No. Mitosh Lakana Nachosim Lakana Atzmai. Mitosh points out that Abaya wasn't retracting based on Rabbi. Abaya himself was retracting, that he reconsidered. And he said that it's all the way around. Since we cannot give them manas vis-a-vis the Nachosim, because Chazal never made such a Lakana, so Kol Nachosim won't work for the Nachosim. So if it doesn't work for the Nachosim, it doesn't work for the Eved either. So Amalei Rabban Bishlam on the Chosim lo likni midi de havei kiyam shtaris da'alma. Al atzmo likni midi de havei get isha. You can split the nemanis. So this is referred to by the Achronim as pagina nemanis. So there's a concept which we've met called pagina dibura, where we're going to take the dibur that the person said and take out certain parts and accept certain parts. A person has no din of edus vis-a-vis himself. So any dibur he says vis-a-vis himself is like the person, it's totally deleted. It doesn't exist in halacha. Saying a dibur about somebody who's related to you, it's a dibur, but you're an edus. But edus al atzmo, is not a concept. There's no things being made on yourself. So a person says that he was mezana with a woman, so he's an aid vis-a-vis the woman. He's not an aid vis-a-vis himself, and we take himself out of the picture. Well, he's talking about himself. No, he's not. He's talking about the woman vis-a-vis himself. He didn't. Those words are his mention of himself in the picture is removed totally. That's begin the board. We take out the words over here. We're not taking out the words. We're being pagin them on us. That we're going to say the exact same words for A is accepted and for B is not accepted. Whether he's the scenario of the brisa of atzmo nechasai or the case of kol nechasai, atzmo kana nechasim lekana. Samalei Ravada Barmas the Rava Kaman Kirishim and Dharma Pagina Dibur. But this is all if you accept the concept of Pagina. So this is connected to the concept of Pagina. So there's Pagina in the world of Edus, where Pagina, we say Pagina, and there was Pagina in regards to Shtoris, which is what we're saying over here, that we can use the shtar for purpose A and not for purpose B. That's a machloikus. Ditnan, a kosev kol nechasev la'avdoi is yotze ben char. So that's the Mishnah later on. If a person is makna, it's a Mishnah quoted later on. It's a Mishnah in looks like it's in Peah. A person writes all of his property over to his eved. So that's he's being marked all of his property to the Eved, that includes the Eved himself, so the Eved becomes free. Shar karka kol shehu lo yotze ben charet. If he left out, and he said that he's giving everything to the Eved with the exception of some karka, so the Eved is not freed. So Rashi learns that kol nechasav la'avdoi is not explicit that he's including the Eved as well, even though the Eved is one of his pieces of property, but since he's talking to the Eved as a person, when he says all of my properties, does he mean the Eved as well? So he says kol nechasav, we have to assume he meant everything. Once he's leaving certain things out, we're not convinced that he meant to include the Eved in the Matana as well. So therefore, the Eved does not go free.
This will be true regardless of whether it's Karka or Matalpin.
There's definitely discussion about it.
Rashi says Karka Lev Tafka.
There's definitely discussion about it. And I have written down that Rashi, Ayin Maram Shik, Kiveger, Ramban, Rashba, Ritvo, Rama. I remember there's a discussion about it, I remember the details. According to Rashi, we love that, yes. Okay, so that's the Tanakhama. Shimon Omer, La'olam hu ben Chorban. So we say he was a Mashiach, the piece of karka, but he said, Kol Nechasa includes everything according to the Eved. So the Eved is freed. He is excluding the karka. That doesn't mean he's excluding the Eved. Actually, Yomer, unless he says, Kol Nechasa in the Sunnah Mutoni Avdi, Chutz mi echad mi riboy shebehen. If he gives a vague statement, I'm leaving something out. And even if the comment of the something that says, it's saying, I'm leaving a very small portion out, well, maybe that small portion is referring to the Eved. And he looks at the Eved as being so worthless. He's one ten-thousandth of the value of the property. Okay, see, even if he would say that, once he says a vague language, I'm leaving something out, even if he refers to that as a very minimal amount, we say that can mean that the Eved was excluded. But now, so the Gemara then says that the din of what Rava is suggesting is that we can split the validity of the shtar is tied into Shimon's statements. So let's see how Rashi learns. See Rashi over here. Atzmakono. No. Evet Shevi Gittoy. So what have we done on the page? The Rashi. Mimidina Sayyam. It's our clerm of a funny nechtav. Keisha Mavia Gitta. The Minim Benestisin. Echad Gittinotchim. Echad Shrucher. Evodim. Shabu Lomerluchu Mevi. So Gittinotchim and Shrucher Evodim are similar in regard to Lachav. If they bring it from Eretz Yisrael, the Chutz Lords, or vice versa. They need to say v'farinatav'reinechtam timbakayim the get or the shtar shichru. So the case of the brice is atzmakana. The nemen hu'al shichruroi l'arba v'farinatav v'ein tzorach edim l'kayim. So regards to that the shichru part of the shtar is valid, he's believed. But the chasim l'kana, the boy edim kishar kiyum shtaris. Vis-a-vis the property, you need Adim. So he's not believed. So the word said, what about Kol Nechasei Mahu? Mir Minin, Atzim Chol Nechasei Trei Diburin. It's two different Dibers. It's in one document, but he says, I'm being mocked in Yehu, and I'm being mocked in your Nechasei. The Nechasei. So this Dibur, we say he's believed, this Dibur he's not. Well, Kol Nechasei, Kivin the Bechad Diburah, in one phrase, in one statement, also le shikhar atzmoy umatnas lechasim. Kirkai malon lekamon akasa kol nechasim laavda yotze ben charet. Shehu b'chalal nechasim. See, he's part of the nechasim, so the hakno is all of the nechasim, and that's why he goes free. Hilchari mehemen ahai, mehemen ahai. If he's believed to one, he's believed for the other. L'pagin dibura. See, so we can't split that type of a dibura. Or dilma pagin, maybe that we could split. So Rabbi says, no, the same way, vis-a-vis the shikhrur, it's believed, vis-a-vis the nechasim, it's not believed. Therefore, Rava said, "Echad avechazeh bein atzmucha unuchaseh." Whether it's a scenario of Atzmach and Nechaseh, which is two Dibur, whether it's a scenario of Kor Nechaseh, which is one Dibur, so he's kind of, the heaven goes free, but he does not get the Nechaseh. Okay, because of Kor Nechaseh of La'avda, you could go in Kor Nechaseh in a Surah Mulcha. So it brings, the Mishnah says, if he gives all of his property to the heaven goes free, it's been Kor Nechaseh, Shav Hu Nechaseh, Mechol. He's cutting himself free and he's cutting all of the properties. The beast of a ratio, the Lagoli Dite, the Nachos, the Shiura, Larmina, the Shire. We understand that Kol Nachosai could mean not referring to the Eved, even though because Eved is a Neches. But he's lav dafka referring to the Eved as a Neches. So did he mean to include the Eved in the ratio where he said kol nechasai? So we have no reason to believe he meant to exclude the Eved. So the Eved is included. Avahachad, the Nachos, the Shira, once we see that the person is making exclusions, meaning ladidei namishayir, he meant to exclude the Eved as well. Kikomer kol nechasai, and therefore when the Odin said kol nechasai, nesunam lechah, Ashar nechosim kamar, which comes out the chaluva leikasi below the shacharei kimin lo omer le atzmucha nechosim. So he didn't really free the abbot. The abbot gets nothing because the abbot can't be credited from the master any properties. So the whole thing was just a feel good situation, but it wasn't real. Rashi calls that chaluva. So Rav Shimon said, "Lo lamud min charis."
So the property.
What?
So the property just isn't the ball.
Right.
What?
Nothing is chal. So all of the possessions remain with the owner. He's indicated that he's excluding the karka or the metaltalin. He's not indicating he's excluding the Eved. So we assume Kol Nechaseh means the Eved as well. Ash Yarmer. Stam, he gives, it says, Chutz Yudav Remuot, with an exclusion of a small amount, the unquote. So since it's unspecified, Lo Yafarish Mahu Meshayer, he doesn't say what he's excluding. The Hosim Aminan, so we say he means the Eved. You said one out of 10,000. But Dacham Ribbon, the Kamar, the Eved is worth more than that. How do I mean the Eved? What does he mean? He thinks the Eved is like so worthless, he's the equivalent of one 10,000th of the property. I'll give the Shavi Tve, even though on the market he's worth more than that, but that's what he meant to say. So, I mean, the point he's saying, if he leaves out, if he makes a vague statement, so he means to include the Eved, we're being Mechadish, even if that vague statement seems to not include the Eved, mean the Eved, because Eved is worth more than that. No, the fact that it's all unspecified, we assume means the Eved, it's a possibility means the Eved, and therefore the Eved is not free. Okay. So where do you see Reb Shimon? Where do you see Reb Shimon has to do with what Rav is saying? So, Rashi, mean, come Reb Shimon lo'olam hu ben charvin. But this, what's this? He's always a ben charvin. Reb Shimon Omer ben charvin who actually ever called nochase sunam l'pani chutzmi avdi chutzmiach emeribay. What's lo'olam? Always. Ashvina loishna hecha dekana shana chasim imay. Kagon Shapirish, Hashir, Shashir, Chutzmi Karka Ploini. So if the Odin gives very specific terms what he means, the Eved has cut himself, all the properties, except for the one that the Odin left out. That's one scenario. He's free. The Hashir Kana Atzor Rishar Nechasim, Chutzmi Hashir. Avalosh Nehechad Loi Kana Shar Nechasim. Even a scenario where he's not cut anything, could go in. Shall his kir shema karka shashir. So he the Odin owned 10 properties. He says, I'm leaving out a piece of karka. So, with exclusion of a base kur, so base kur is 270 amas by 270 amas. There's some change over there, 271 and a third, whatever, but. The 270 by 270. It's a square of 50 by 1,500. Okay. The Hashalakada Shum Karka. So what's he saying? He made a vague statement. It's excluding Karka. The Holkad Vakad Ikalamra Hainu Hudashire. So each one is the possibility of that's being excluded. Therefore the Yarshim or the Adam is still alive. There's not a clear haknoa, so he's the muksik, everything remains by him until he can prove what he got, which he can't prove. Okay. So he left out, he gets no karka. Filachi, who ben karin, but the avid goes free. The hulav karka, but he's not karka, he's excluding karka. Well, the shire didn't exclude it, he didn't leave him out. Alma, pagin and dibur. So over here, it's not a question of the monis, it's a question of the star being effective. The star is effective, he says, you're getting all the property except for one thing. He gets nothing but himself. So it means Kol Nechasi wasn't fulfilled. And still we're saying it's okay. It'll be fulfilled vis-a-vis him, but not vis-a-vis the other properties. That we can split the effectiveness of a star. Okay. So Moore says, the problem with that is we don't pass like Rav Shimon. That's what the Moore is going to raise the problem. So Tosis' problem with Rashi's pshat is it's not the pshat that he's not kind of the other properties. The pshat is he can't prove what he was kind of. Because in each property, the Odin can say, I didn't mean this one. So he comes to claim it, but halachically, he really owns something. So the shtar was effective vis-a-vis the other properties, in a halachic sense. Right? If the Odin will come to start selling it to somebody else, could be he can't sell it. So this suggests that the Odin we have a concept called Yad Balashar al-Tachtoina. The Balashtar is the one who has to prove. The Eber being the Balashtar, he's the one who's trying to prove the collecting it. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't get something. The Odin can force him to take the inferior properties. As I'll keep the best ones. I left over a base kur. So the best base kur he could keep. But the Eber is going to get something. So what do you mean it's not effective? The Eved can get something. The Odin keeps something, and the Eved gets the rest. So this is the case was he only had one. The case we're talking about here is he only had one karka. And he says, "Kol nechasa kinyum lecha la'olam." He's been a karen. He said, "Kol nechasa mechulim lecha," except for that piece of karka. So now you have a deeper which is only effective for the vis-a-vis the, not vis-a-vis the karka, and it's in one deeper of kol nechasa. And it works, even though it's only effective for the Eved and not for the karka. And that's the parallel to the case over here. Okay.